Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us. Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
All right, welcome back. Rod Stewart, Tonight's the Night. Love this song. Why do you love it?
I don't know. It's just one of those Rod. Well,
that's good Rod Stewart stuff.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's an easy one to love, isn't he?
I love about four of his songs.
I like a lot more than that.
I love four.
Love?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. We are pursuing Eric Wedge, Wichita State's baseball coach. He will join us. Max, did you get him yet?
No, I got his voice.
All right, we'll hear from Eric. For if nothing else, even if we just get 5 seconds of his time, I want him to answer the question that Jeff will pose to him.
Thank you.
And the bet is, not that you won't ask the question, you will. Can you get through the question without stuttering? And
yeah,
kind of catching yourself.
I'm a professional.
I know you are. Never question that.
Thanks. I do, so.
I don't question your professionalism ever.
Thank you.
Except, well, we'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear that.
Eric Wedge joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Coach Wedge, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing well. You had a good weekend, a sweep of Texas Southern after winning 1 of 3 on the road in your first weekend. And I just got to talk to you about your pitchers. And I would guess that you're very comforted having three veteran starting pitchers that you have in Snavely, Eddie, and Hamilton. That's pretty reassuring for a first-year coach, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is. And, you know, they've been outstanding here early on. And, you know, they'll just have to challenge themselves to, you know, sustain success. And, obviously, you know, we put a lot of value on starting pitching. You know, they're the ones that ultimately give you a chance to win the game. And, and they know that that's their job. Their job is not to go out there and win it themselves, but just to give us a chance when it's all said and done. And they've done a great job here early on.
36 and two-thirds innings pitched, given up only 17 hits, only 13 walks, and 52 strikeouts from those three. So that's pretty good stuff.
It goes without saying that, you know, they've been fantastic, but how much does that help your team when you're kind of trying to piece together a lineup that has a lot of injuries to just know that on the mound that day you're going to get 6 or 7 quality innings?
Well, it's something that you like to rely on, but ultimately you want them to lead the way, and that's what they're doing. I mean, as you said, we're a little bit banged up from a position player standpoint. We're still trying to figure out our bullpen and – you know, just to give those guys opportunities to step up you know, see who's going to settle into what role. So you want to be able to go out there and count on your starting pitching to help you get through all that.
Eric Wedge, our guest. Shockers at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Game moved up from 3. They will play Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, a home game against Kansas State. So some interesting stuff coming up. The offense has been hit and miss a little bit early on, as you might expect. But a couple of guys have really shown. What about Cooper Kornblum, who's had a home run already, batting .368, and then Garrett Kosas?
Well, I mean, Cooper's a freshman, and we threw him right in there. We had him DH a little bit. We had him in the outfield some. You know, he's been a pretty consistent bat for us from the right side. And Kosas has been a little bit back and forth, but he's, you know, really given us some power and big hits at key times. So I expect him to continue to be more and more consistent as he gets into the season.
Just to go back to the pitching, you've got a couple midweek games now. Can't necessarily go to the three guys you've been using on the weekend. So what will that look like?
Well, we're going to start Connor Oliver tomorrow as a left-handed freshman, and we'll look to start a senior, Tommy Barnhouse, on Wednesday. So, again, with these midweek games, it just gives others more opportunity, whether it be starting or coming out of the bullpen. And it's going to take more than three guys. So, you know, we'll see what we find out here in the next couple of days.
Eric Wedge with us. And this is the first time you've readily admitted that you're learning a little bit on the job about coaching in college baseball as opposed to your 10 years in the big leagues as a manager. What is the biggest difference that you've noticed so far, very early?
Well, I think it's just, you know, the kids being in college and, you know, and everything else that goes along with that. It's not just, you know, baseball. It's, you know, they're student athletes, and just, you know, helping them prioritize their time, helping them prioritize their day. I think it's a big part of it. Ultimately, I think that sometimes less is more when it comes to, you know, what we do and the time we spend on baseball. And, you know, but we want it to be very quality. And, but we are limited with how long we can be out there. So we just have to make sure we prioritize our time and our practices and make sure they're getting the most out of them.
So I feel like I sometimes don't ask questions the way I mean them or make points the way I mean them. And we had this conversation earlier about what it's like for someone who managed in the big leagues to now in a weekend in Wichita where it's kind of cold and there's weather coming in and, you know, you're facing an opponent that hadn't won a game. And I don't know what the attendance was like, but what is that like for you, someone who's been in the thick of, you know, the American League pennant and other major situations in the big leagues? How do you compare your personal feelings about being in the dugout for those things?
Well, I love it. I mean, I love managing. I love coaching. And, you know, I love helping, being a part of the development of these young kids. And baseball is baseball. I love the game. So to watch these kids go out there and compete, to watch them practice, to get better each and every day, to be a part of their learning curve and, you know, watching them get a little bit tougher and a little bit wiser to the game and handling the game, it's about as exciting as it can be to me. So, you know, I don't look at myself, you know, any differently. I just, you know, just a part of something that I think is special and it's going to continue to be special. And it's going to be fun to watch us improve and get better.
Eric Wedge with us. Wichita State baseball home tomorrow at X Stadium. A 1 o'clock start against Arkansas Pine Bluff. 3 o'clock Wednesday against Kansas State, and then on the road for a tournament over the weekend. It's interesting, in your first six games here, you've used virtually the same nine players offensively. Was that by design? Is that something that's going to continue, at least for the foreseeable future, or do you plan to put some other guys out there and see what they're going to do?
That was by design, and you know, we'll get a few guys out there here in the next couple of days that haven't been doing much. But awfully wanted to, you know, keep sending those guys out there to, you know, try to establish some consistency and, you know, give them some, you know, back-to-back reps and, let them work through some things. And we'll continue to, you know, use our primary guys, but, others will have opportunity too.
How much do you enjoy coaching a team where the outside expectations haven't been high? I know you're not telling your team, hey, they picked us last or whatever in the league. So how much do you kind of rally around just every day and expecting to win that day?
Well, I mean, we don't lose today. We have to make sure that we make the most out of today. And, you know, we'll take care of tomorrow when we get there. You know, we're always prepared for the next day, but we're not afraid of the next day. What I mean by that is, you know, we want to crush today. And want to make sure we focus on the process, not necessarily results. But if we keep our head down and keep grinding, the results will take care of themselves. So, you know, work hard to keep our mind in the moment. You know, focus on the task at hand. Go out there, compete, and be on time. And if you do those things, you know, you'll have success.
How are you liking your new digs over there at X Stadium?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, the locker room's incredible. You know, we've got a classroom in there, training room. Of course, the coaches' offices and lockers are in there, too. Weight room is unbelievable. So it's been, you know, pretty humbling to see the resources and what we have over there. And, you know, our kids are doing a good job of taking care of it and showing respect, you know, for, you know, the facility we have now.
All right, good stuff. Very early on, only six games in the books, much more to come from the Shockers and Eric Wedge. Thanks for being on today, Eric.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go. Eric Wedge, Wichita State Baseball. You did get that question out fairly well, but with a lot more
qualification.
You were walking on eggshells with it.
A little, but wasn't that appropriate?
See, that stuff, you think you're a big league guy, so that's all you can relate to. He's coaching at his alma mater, trying to bring back a program to national prominence. All kinds of stuff that he's dug into.
They're in private moments, and because he's human, he'll say, "This is what I sign up for." At some point during the season,
well, it may be in jest.
Yeah, well, even just to himself, but it's not going to deter him from being great.
I've asked myself that a million times in 4 years on this show.
Right. So, and
this is what I signed up for.
But you've let it deter you from greatness, so that's different.
My God. All right, we'll come back with our final full segment, The Drive on KFH.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.